On today's episode of Keeping It Real, Cam Marston tells us about the evolution of punishments he and his wife have learned to administer in his home. And the older his kids get, the more he has to go through the punishment too.
My wife and I are learning that the older our kids get, the harder it is to punish them in a way that doesn't involve the two of us having to do the punishment with them. Gone are the days when we could send them to time out in their bedroom, when our expressions of disappointment in them and making them separate from the activity for a little while was enough to get their attention. Back in the day, time out sure had its benefits, the most important of which was that by sending the disruptive child away, my wife and I got some peace. We got some relief. We began finding reasons to put someone in timeout. And that's probably not good parenting, but it kept us from going over the edge. We then started preemptive timeouts when we went to the store or to church, telling them they were in trouble for what they were probably about to do. The only way out of preemptive timeout was to keep their voices down, keep their hands to themselves, and behave. Then, with a nod to Animal House, we began double secret timeout, which meant they had been in timeout and we hadn't told them. That one never really caught on. When they got a little older, their punishment became laps around the house. Burp at the dinner table, take a lap. Say shut up in anger, take a lap. From the kitchen, we could watch them circle most of the way around the house. But laps lost their sting after a while too, much like timeout did. So today, we ground them when things get bad. They're restricted to the house. Depending on what they did, we may take away their computers, their video games, or their cell phones if it's really bad. However, technology removed, my kids become nearly unbearable. They whine, they complain, they sulk. They wander to the kitchen and eat over and over again because they're bored. My wife and I can't go out at night when the kids are grounded. We have to stay home to keep them out of the kitchen, to make sure they don't find a way to get online, and to make sure they don't sneak out with friends. They complain and they ask how much longer, and they ask why they're punished over and over again, which means it's working. However, things took an unexpected turn not long ago when I told one of my kids that the final part of their punishment was that they would have to spend their weekend with me. Yeah, you heard that correctly. With me. My wife and I began calling it not grounding, but arounding, as in they had to spend their weekend around me. No friends, no video games, only their phone from time to time, just them and me, for a whole weekend, just us one-on-one. You'd have thought I'd send them to death row. As for me, I hope they get in trouble again soon. It was fantastic. I'm Cam Marston, and I'm just trying to keep it real.
To hear more of Cam Marston's commentaries, search for Keeping It Real on your favorite podcast app or find them on Facebook.